Time now for Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's sponsored by Fidelity Bank, and it is heard live every Wednesday between 9 and 10 o'clock on the Radio Worcester Network. And we're very pleased to have with us Ed Manzi, the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank. And live in the studio with us, we have Daniel Stroh and Tim Adler, developers. And Ed, looking forward to a great conversation there, that they're no strangers to your grilling them.
Good morning, Hank. Hi, Dan and Tim. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation. So should I just get started?
I'd say jump right in. They're ready to go.
All righty. Let's go. So, gentlemen, it's exciting for timing for this call. You just recently cut the ribbon for the Torrey Factory Lofts on Chandler Street in Worcester. And just unbelievable support and enthusiasm for what you did there, and from the city, the community leaders, and we would obviously just feel privileged to be part of it. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Sure, Ed. Today is a super exciting day for us. We've actually got the last of our tenants moving in December 1st. So as of today, we'll have 47 units fully occupied, and it's just been super exciting for Daniel, myself, and for everybody involved in the project to see this building go from what was vacant and frankly a bit of an eyesore, and to turn it into something which is really desirable, and it's just been super rewarding. And we're super honored that last week we had a ribbon cutting ceremony. And we had a number of people that were really instrumental to helping us make this project a success come by and open the building. We had Councillor Rivera there. We had City Manager Augustus. And we had Tim Murray from the Chamber. And they had some really kind words to say. And we were super, super grateful for that.
Well, it's a very holistic relationship you have there. You're doing good things for the community. You need support from folks like that. So that's what I love about the city of Worcester, is they're they embrace entrepreneurs like yourself to make a difference. And this is not the first project like this that you've done. I think it's the third completed development in Worcester, and you have another one coming in Holden. I think the viewers might be interested in, or listeners might be interested in, what makes this region so attractive to you, to Daniel and you. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts on that.
Ed, it's very easy. I enjoy the 10-minute commute. It's just in our backyard. But joke aside, when I graduated from WPI 20-plus years ago, everybody was moving out of the area. I was probably the only one in my class who stayed here. And today is completely different. We are finishing up these projects. We are leasing them, and people are moving here. Worcester has become a destination. So, we're happy that we embarked on this journey, and I'm happy that this trend is reversing now, where people are happy and are looking forward to moving to Worcester.
Yeah, the fact that your opening day is fully occupied speaks volumes about the quality of the work, the attractiveness of the city. And, I think I've been on a bunch of boards, and people talk a lot about the housing shortage, whether it's rental housing or home ownership. And, you're helping to improve the world that you touch by building and renovating these buildings into places that people want to live. So I my hat's off to you for that. And I know that this isn't the last one you're going to do. The Jefferson Mills in Holden, another sort of long vacant mill building, is another exciting project on your horizon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, Ed. As you mentioned, this is a mill building that probably many people have driven by. It's on Main Street on the left-hand side as you head west out towards Rutland. And it's really a symbol of what Jefferson and Holden was. There was a good manufacturing cotton building there. But for the last 20, 30 years, the building's been vacant. It's gone into disrepair. It's an eyesore. It's very prominent, and really it fits right into what Daniel and myself, as as part of Bluestone Residential, what we look for. And it's another opportunity to take a underutilized building and make it into something that is desirable and really meets the needs of the community. There is, you know, as Ed, you already mentioned, there's really a need for more housing in this area, particularly in Holden. What we find is that we have residents from Holden who come to rent from us in Worcester because they can't find anything to rent in Holden. So at the Jefferson Mill, we think it's going to be a great project. It's going to improve the building. It's going to create 47 units of new housing over two phases. Phase one, we hope to begin, or we are actually starting work now, and we hope to make real progress over the winter. And it's super exciting. It's a little bit of a tricky project. We've got a dam. So the mill is over a river, which has got a dam next to it. And that's probably why many other developers who have looked at this project over the last, 20, 30 years have passed on it. But it fits right into the niche that Daniel and I have and focus on these historic buildings.
I mean, with your expertise, for folks like me who don't do that kind of work for a living, it's always impressive that you could take on a challenge like that and turn something into what it ends up looking like. I mean, what are the unique, maybe just a couple of examples of unique challenges or that redeveloping a mill present into, redeveloping into housing?
I'll take this question. The last three projects that we completed, as well as Jefferson now, the fourth one, they all had been vacant for more than 10 years. And there is a reason for that. There are many challenges. First of all, there is an infrastructure challenge, right? These buildings were built as industrial buildings with a different urban vision in mind. We are trying to make them residential now. So we have parking challenges. We have, Tim mentioned, the dam challenge and other, electrical, plumbing connections, capacity challenges. Another set of challenges refer to historic. As Tim mentioned, we have a commitment to restoring these buildings to historic standards. So we really want to preserve the architecture, preserve the features as well as the feel of these buildings. So it's not always easy. A lot of the tradespeople who build these buildings are, all of them are not here with us, but many of these trades are disappearing. So that's a challenge. And then also we have the financial challenge, right? This building had been vacant because it didn't make financial sense to redevelop this project. So now we are at a point where, we have the courage, the vision, and your backup to actually do this.
I mean, that's a I think maybe a good way to close is to talk a little bit about the financial and the financing and the relationships that we've built with the Mass Development. Our bank, as you know, has a unique brand, Life Design Banking, a brand that really manifests itself in a four-step care process that helps folks like you make good decisions and get clarity about how to move forward with confidence. And we've done a number of projects with Mass Development as well. Maybe talk a little bit about the importance of your relationship with our bank and Mass Development as you do embark on this next leg of your journey.
Sure, Ed, I'll take this one. I'm happy to talk about this because it really is a topic that's near and dear to Daniel and myself. We've already talked about how these projects are complex. Many cases they've been vacant. There are a lot of unknowns when you first go into a project such as this. It's not like you can just get a fixed price contract to renovate it. And when we looked at the mill project, beginning early 2020, and unfortunately we're all dealing with COVID related issues, I can tell you that we really appreciated the fact that Mass Development, whom we've done a project with before, and also Fidelity, were willing to step up with us and look at the project together. And in spite of everybody dealing with COVID-related issues, they were willing, both Mass Development and Fidelity, were willing to spend the time necessary to look at this project with us and think about how how a redevelopment might work and how it might be financed. And it does take a commitment because I know that everybody was dealing with other pressing issues, but because of the relationships that we had with both Mass Development and Fidelity, they were ready to step up and look seriously at the project, and then we jointly made a decision to all invest. And that's what it takes, because these projects are complex, and there's no doubt that we'll hit little challenges and pitfalls along the way that we'll have to jointly solve. But we feel confident about the project. We are very thankful for the confidence that's shown in us and the project by Mass Development and Fidelity, and we're just super excited to get started and deliver a good outcome.
I mean, that's a great story there. I think the mission and culture of your two gentlemen and your organization is so well aligned with ours and Mass Development. Trying to improve the world that we touch, and it's sort of a holistic. If you do well by the clients and the community, you'll do fine financially. That's obvious to us. That's how you live your life and run your business, and we're really grateful that you chose us as your partner with this. So best of luck to you both, and I look forward to seeing great things out of this project and future ones. So thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Very good. Ed Manzi is the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, and speaking with developers Tim Adler and Daniel Stroh. And we thank the city of Worcester for the construction sound effects in the background. I think it added a little something to this particular piece. So we appreciate that. We have more to come on The Voice of Business. Thank you, gentlemen.